The San Antonio area has fallen behind in its ability to provide housing for middle-income earners. It's happening as Bexar County prepares to add 1 million new residents over the next 25 years. This morning, our Growing Pains project begins a series of stories that looks at housing. Texas Public Radio News Director Shelley Koffler is with me to get us started.
Eileen, to put it simply, our area just doesn't have enough homes of good quality for middle-income earners. A Housing and Urban Development study found that more than 150,000 San Antonio homeowners or renters are paying more than a third of their income. That's the recommended maximum for housing. Next hour, TPR's Joey Palacios is going to take a look at the impact of escalating rental prices. But first, we're going to zero in on median income earners who want to buy. These are working people with household incomes around $50,000, and for them, having the American dream is almost out of reach.
The house is all tile. There's no carpet. There's no wood in it, if that's a good thing.
It's cold, rainy, and dark outside. Not the best time to hunt for a house. Still, first-time homebuyers Gabriela Ramirez and Brian Wakely have rushed to see a 5-year-old, 1,600-square-foot home. It's for sale near the Stone Oak area of San Antonio.
I mean, the one thing we do like is the big open kitchen. That was what we've been looking for, so.
The tile's nice. I mean, it looks fairly new.
The home is priced at $205,000, which is a bit of a stretch for the couple's budget. Gabriela is finishing her marketing degree. Brian works at a cable television company.
We were thinking, you know, a little bit lower than $200,000, but then once we started looking at the neighborhoods, we didn't want to be living in that type of neighborhood, so we decided to bring up the price.
The couple's realtor, Brian Mylar, urges them to move quickly if they want this house.
If you go from the $150,000 to $250,000, those homes don't stay on the market very long. There's lots of competition, lots of cases of multiple offers.
And what if you're like the largest group of prospective homebuyers looking around $150,000?
Houses aren't being built in that range. A lot of people, unless you want to, you want an older home in an older neighborhood, you're not going to find anything new in that range for that kind of price.
The median price of a brand new Bexar County home last year climbed to $255,000. For all homes, the median price was $184,000. That's a whopping 42% more than the cost of a home 10 years ago. Meanwhile, household income for the area actually went down a little. So, how did this happen?
The issue oftentimes is wages haven't kept up with inflation, and certainly
San Antonio real estate developer Norman Dugas says the dramatic increase in the cost of new homes begins with raw land. More people are moving into the area, and that's driven up the cost.
About 45 to 50% of all new homes are in the Northside School District.
Standing in front of a huge wall map, Dugas points to the subdivisions where he's put in the drainage, roads, and utility access needed for building. He says the cost of materials has increased faster than inflation, and the cost of new government regulations are also being passed on to home buyers.
The SAW's water impact fee, the water supply impact fee, is now almost $2,800 per home. Well, that used to be non-existent. You know, Bexar County has changed the street standards from 1.5 inches of asphalt to 2 inches of asphalt. Doesn't seem like much, but that's 33% more asphalt. All those costs disproportionately impact entry-level housing.
Dugas says the cost of the lot usually accounts for 20% of the home price. So at an average of $40,000 to $45,000 for a starter home lot, the area's entry-level homes are now priced at $200,000 to $225,000. And that's more than many middle-income households can comfortably afford. Dugas believes many people who want to buy will simply decide to rent instead.
If they can get into a nice apartment home, then that may be the best option for them.
John Dugan, San Antonio's planning director, says there could be more affordable homes for buyers willing to give up their Texas-sized yards.
Maybe a home inside a high-rise building or a mid-rise building or an attached to another building, you know, in terms of townhouse. And maybe a different kind of home, but it's still theirs that they own.
But Bob Dotzer, the former chief economist for the Real Estate Center at Texas A&M, doesn't see new housing catching up to the demand anytime soon.
A school teacher, a firefighter, just an average American person living in San Antonio or for most of the rest of the state of Texas, what you're going to do is you're going to buy a 10-year-old home or a 20- or 30-year-old home and gradually fix it up over time.
That's what soccer coach Sally Stewart and animal services employee Jessica Travis are doing. They wanted a house priced around $150,000. Jessica says it was almost impossible to find.
The thing that was frustrating about those homes is they needed so much work. It became very stressful just thinking about moving into a house and having to do so much before you even move in.
But Sally says they jumped when a 3-bedroom in a great neighborhood came back on the market, though she admits it needs some work.
The master bathroom, it's not usable. It's the tiling and the drywall is all basically coming off.
They say they're also replacing the electrical system because it's a fire hazard. Still, they think they hit the jackpot.
The asking price was $155,000.
And did you bid close to full price?
We bid the full price.
Are you happy?
Yeah. We are. We are happy. To me, there's something a little charming about an older house. Kind of reminds me of great grandma or something. So, yeah, we're happy.
City planners are looking for opportunities to change zoning requirements and encourage the use of abandoned properties so more housing can be built within San Antonio. Now, if you want to take a closer look at how housing prices have changed, we've posted the data at TPR.org.
Thanks, Shelley. And as you said, TPR's Joy Palacios will be here next hour to talk about the increased cost of rental housing and how that's affecting our communities.